This is Rick.
Hey, Rick. This is Bill here. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
We were just trying to get in contact with you before as well, and we found no response. So that is the reason I'm calling in, just to check.
You're trying to do what is it?
Well, I'm trying to go ahead and get in contact with you so we can discuss about the website. We received your AliExpress account details. All right,
mm-hmm.
Need to have a word on that one, if that's okay, if you're available.
Okay, but that's the one you're going to log into and download all the product, right?
We're not going to go and download. We're just going to go and showcase it on the website and, you know, change the prices and all. So if any of the product is being...
Why aren't we downloading?
Because it's not... because it's not downloaded. It's showcased on the website directly from AliExpress website.
I'm not quite sure I understand. I've downloaded from Ali before.
You've downloaded the products?
Mm-hmm.
And can you elaborate that? Like, what do you mean by download?
My IT guy can, the guy that you don't want to talk to. Jason tells me, yes, and he did it before on the other site. I never did any of that stuff. He downloaded everything.
Okay. All right.
Literally, Lord. He was showing me how to do it.
Okay, all right.
But
just
you're going into WooCommerce on the back side, because that's what you're going to use.
Yes.
Okay, yep, same thing. And he was showing me before on my old site how to do it.
Okay. All right, well, just give me 1 minute so I can clarify it for you. All right, can you give me, like, 1 minute?
Yep.
All right.
Hey, Rick, this is Sam Jones. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking, right? Actually, I'm the head of the department over here. So, Mr. Wilson mentioned to you, you want to showcase the products from the AliExpress to over your site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you are saying we need to download the product from the AliExpress. Would you want to showcase on your site, and we just upload those products on your site? So, just can you let me know, once we will upload the products on your site, so what happened next? How the customers, how the clients, whoever come on your site, so how they will, you know, order to you, like how they will proceed with the order? And once
they would just click. Go ahead.
You please go ahead.
No, they would just click on the product, order their size and stuff. When you download all that, and you can choose the items you want to download and put them in certain categories.
Got your point, right? And well, being a customer, I just come over your side, being a customer, I just select the product. Let's take an example. I select the T-shirt, and I go ahead and pay you $10 for the T-shirt, whatever the price would be. Let's say, so take an example, a $10 T-shirt, I will go ahead and pay to you. How would you like to proceed with the order? How would you like to ship that T-shirt to me?
And then that order is, the difference between that is done on the back side of that. That is correct. It's all done in WooX, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
It's all
so
done
WooCommerce.
In there. The difference, what is it?
WooCommerce.
Yeah, WooCommerce.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to set a selling price, and it automatically puts your wholesale price in there, and you're going to push
uh-huh.
that difference over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll push one out to AliExpress, and that stuff will order right through them.
Actually, that is called a drop shipping. The way that you're talking about, that is exactly called a drop shipping. So
correct.
let me explain you like how to do the drop shipping is. Let's say you already created an account on the AliExpress. So what we will do, the way you are saying that we need to download the products and upload them on your website, so we don't need to do that. In the drop shipping, we do another way, which is very easiest way to do it. Let's say what happened, we will just go ahead and connect your AliExpress account with your site, and whatever the products you need to be import or whatever the product you need to be showcased on your site, you just select the products, and there is an option to import this product to your store, which is your website. Once you click on the import button, right, so it will be shown on your website automatically. We don't need to download or anything else. Let's say, right? And secondly, what happens? Once somebody will be, and as you just mentioned to me, like you want to sell your selling price, you want to put your price, let's say AliExpress selling t-shirt at $10 and you want to sell that same t-shirt at $15, $5 profit you want to put on it. So it's up to you, right? In the back end, you will have the option. Like once you import the product from the AliExpress, which is $10 of the t-shirt, and you will increase the price to $15, you can do that, right? And whenever the client pay to you, so that payment goes to your account directly, right? And then once you receive an order, then you will go ahead to the AliExpress and go ahead and proceed with that same order. And the WooCommerce has the option, like once you click in that option, so it will be redirect to you to the AliExpress. And once you click on that option, so it will be redirect to AliExpress, and AliExpress will have all the information related to that client. Right, and then you need to go ahead and proceed with the same order. So AliExpress will ship out that product to your client.
Correct.
That's the way. Yes, that's the way you want. So Mr. Wilson mentioned to you the same thing, is he?
He didn't. I think he was a little confused that we were downloading stuff right from Ali and then just upping the price.
Exactly, he was. Actually, that's why he came me in this call. So I understand completely. Actually, he was a little confused about how to download the product, because in his mind was the same thing what I just explained to you. That's why he was a little confused about the downloadable thing, right? So the way I just explained to you, is it the same way he is in his mind? And he definitely explained to you as well, better than me as well, right? So what I can do, at this point, anything else would you like to ask me? Anything else would you like to confirm related to the dropshipping?
Yeah, no. And he can just, he's wondering about markups. I would just, I said to him earlier about setting up categories, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I wanted set up like the old site was. But we'll let him take a look at that and see. I would say at first, all Jay did was my IT guy back here used a 25% markup.
Uh-huh.
That's what he used for the time being.
Uh-huh. Okay, no problem with that. So let's do one thing. To AD, you need to provide the categories. And as you mentioned, you want to use the same category as on the existing site?
Correct. I just want those things. That is correct.
That's fine.
Okay.
So no problem. I will let AD know about that thing. So he will go ahead and use the same category from the existing site. And the products, would you like to showcase on your site? So definitely you need to do some hard work right here. You need to select the products from the AliExpress. Would you like to showcase on the on your website? And then we will go ahead and import those products, right?
Correct.
No problem. So you will be doing some hard work in this case. Right, and you will be provide AD a complete file like according to the categories, like how many products should go in this category and how many products should go in this category. So you need to create a file and share with us. So I will go ahead and put the exactly same products and make sure one thing, while you are selecting the products from the AliExpress, you need to select the warehouse shipped from the USA. Because normally products ship from the China, and you know that if you will select that product, it will take 30 or 33 days to ship the product to USA. So make sure whenever you're selecting the products, once you select the product, there is an option to select the warehouse. So you should select the USA warehouse. So it will be easiest way to ship out the product from to USA. So it will be a little time, like 3 or 4 business days, they will ship out your product. Make sense? No problem. So at this moment,
makes sense.
Go ahead.
I said, no, that makes sense.
That's great. So anything else I can help you at this moment? Any question
that
you might?
That is it for right now.
No problem. In future, if you need to ask me anything or anything else, right, you can let Eddie know, the Joe know. He will definitely connect with me. My name is Sam Jones.
Okay, Sam. Just ask him to push that back to my email, the temp file, once again, so I can take a look at it. And then I'll get together with him as well.
No problem. And what I will do, I will direct your call to Joe again, and he will explain you right other things as well, okay? No problem. Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Nice talking with you. Let me connect you with Joe again.
Okay. Okay, Joe, whoever you are.
Hey, this is Joe again. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Joe. Hey, real quick. Hey, I got to go into a meeting here with Kayla real quick. She's getting ready to leave. But if you can push that back over to my email, and then I will get back with you here on the categories, okay? But, yes,
sure.
He does. Sam understands, and, yes, we'll get it figured, okay?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely well, because he's one of the, you know, specialized person in that. So let me just go ahead and send out an email to you as well. And when can I give you a call back? In an hour?
Okay. Yep. About an hour would be great. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Let me give you a call. All right.
Okay. Bye now.
All right, bye.